Michael called it the moonwalk, which actually the moonwalk is another dance. The moonwalk is actually a dance that we do that makes it look like you're on the moon and it's less gravity than you would have on Earth. Michael somehow called the backslide the moonwalk. And commercially, I think maybe it worked. Michael is funky. He's James Brown type of funky, and he dances inside the music. When I was dancing with the Electric Boogaloos and we're doing body popping, it was never 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. It was just shoo, pow, bam, pow, shoo, and bang. We didn't count. We just went by sound effects, and we danced inside the music with the beat, and that's how it was. And that's how Michael dances. Michael is a workaholic. He never goes, okay, I'm tired, let's go. Okay, let's quit. That's how determined he is, and I guess that's why he became the greatest entertainer in the world. I remember I saw him in Japan during the history tour. I mean, he shot up from the bottom of the stage and landed on the stage and just stood there. And people are crying and screaming, and he hasn't even moved yet. He hasn't even moved, and they're crying and screaming. He reaches up for his sunglasses, and the screen goes up to another pitch. He slowly takes his glasses off. The screen goes to a higher pitch. He tucks them away and stands for a while longer. By the time the music starts, the audience is pretty much exhausted, and he hasn't even done nothing yet.
He was just unbelievable as a performer. You could look up to the last row in the stadium and see people standing up and screaming and waving, and you just knew he was connecting in a way that you just don't see in entertainment. And you know, but when you're talking up to 70,000 people in a stadium and you're communicating one-on-one, and that person in the stadium believes that Michael is talking to him or to her, not to just this mass, you know, it's... That's where the magic comes with Michael Jackson.